sind, das kann ich reißen, die Seite auf der Weg. Die neuen Krise war froh. Und man dauert es, die Bade, und man dauert es. Tonne Rabon, Achete Geholim Bishabes Chayet Chattes. Achete means, he stirs the Geholim. So, when he stirs the Geholim, and he takes the instrument of the shovel, so you pick up, you stir it, in other words, so you take away the coals that are on the top and you put it to the bottom. And the coals that are on the bottom, you put on the top. That's chayit. Achayit is yecholim b'shabes, chayit chad. Chayit chad. Why is chayit chad? Because in regard to the alienes, if this was the Beholim alienes, and then you put it in the body, so it was burning more, and while it was on top, when you put it in the body, you didn't extinguish the fire completely, but you reduced the fire if you put it in the body. So I am a habe the alienes. So, חייב חבשים לא זורים מהר משום רב רזב הרב צודק חייב שי לפני שהוא מחבא סלימי סמבה סלחתם why only why should the חייב only משם קיבו for the alienates but he's also מביא it achtenis because while it was at the bottom so it couldn't burn so strongly. Now when you put it on top, so it's capable of burning better. So he's mother tachti. Vimai askina. Id kom yechavim lechavis lehavir. If the price is after the case where the person has the double intention of being the hub of reducing the fire of the alienes, and of escalating the fire of the Tachtim. So, and the Kama should also be made as Chayef Shtar. Yidu kama chan lechadus rahadir, my time is imam di potah. Elo du loin kama chan lechadir. But the Brahi says, reference to the case, where he's not mischaving to escalate the fire of the Tachtim, but he's only mischaving to reduce the fire of the alienes. So my time is man hyped up. So why don't Shimon Lozom Shmuel Rabbeinu say is hyped? Now, so then there are several machines, several things, but we are not interested in all the things. So Rabashi, the rest of things, the bottom of the eight, fifth line from the top. Again, she is having lirbus. The machlekes between the Tanekame and the Rebbeza Barab Tzodek is reference to the case where the person has a kavone just to reduce the fire of the alienists. He didn't tell the Kavone to escalate the fire of the Tachlis. He mishadli of his nubu malay, and then the Tachlis, as a result of being raised from the bottom to the top, so the fire escalated. Then it came, so a lot of shimen, the amount of shimen is habay, is potter. So that's why he says he's only chayev achas, chayev on the score of tibu, because that was his kavanah to in the habe yelim. But on the score of avore, he's not chayev, even though it happened that the tachtein is as a result of being lifted to the top, so the fire was escalated, but was not mishabit. As a brev sode, sovelet her nude, yomadovo shein mishabin chai. So the question is, faith is in the past. All the shein is faith among them. But it's a creation. So what do you say? The more applies it to the Jews, so it's not a creation. Not every time you stir the holy, you must necessarily, it all depends how strong the fire is. But sometimes, even when you lift, you change the position of the tachtinis to the yenes, so it will not, the fire will still not escalate. It all depends how strong the fire is. So if so, so why does the reservoir of Tzodik say it's Chayvstein? Cases which doesn't. This limit of the chain will say that Rav Yehuda, who holds the Roshim Yisrael, is Chayv, so even by Shabbos is Chayv, he can give the terms. This is not the case we're doing, I'm saying. Or the case which he does say, everywhere, in human, Shabbos, increases, everywhere, is, like the girl saying, you know, in human, Dalet, and he says, even if we are not there, is that girl said. Even if we are there, the other girl said, he can still say that. That Rav Yehuda is made it, the Dovashim is happened by Shabbos, is Chayvachat. The Dovashim is happened by Shabbos is Potter of the Chattis, but the Kur is Chayv. But by Shabbos is Potter because it's not like Mashabbos. So in name of the Kashi is again the Gemara. What's the chat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Rav Asha Markish is having near base in Rubu and Marleya and he can be so the Lord helps him in the Vodorishan is having Potter. That's why he's only Chayv Achas Mishim Tivu. Habor is not Chayv, you're not Mishav Labor. It happened, Rav Asha is having. The level of Tzodik so the Lord helps him in the Vodorishan is Chayv. So the Kashi is Monefshah. Doesn't deal with the case where there is a situation. So even Rav Shimon should be Mechayv. Why did he come and say only Achas? If it deals with a case where there is no situation, it's not 100%. So then, why does the Rebbe of Tzadik say, see, in view of the fact that the agreement from Yehuda of the Mishad is high, but only in Klater Ebura is high, in Shabbos is Potter, it's not like Shabbos. So the Mele case he says, the Pshat in the Mori here is, the Mori says, that the Kamei Sobolot Rapshim and the Rebbe of Mishad is Potter. So the Gemara doesn't mean Reb Shimon in Doroshim Yisrabes, but the Gemara means the Locha Shin Tzricha Lidu. It's like Yidcha. All of a sudden, the Gemara uses the expression Doroshim Yisrabes in connection with the Locha Shin Tzricha Lidu. All right. But that's how it is expressed. So now this Tanakame saw a Locha Reb Shimon in Doroshim Yisrabes in Potter. The Locha Shin Tzricha Lidu for his Potter. Doroshim Yisrabes in Potter. So here, according to case this, the expression Doroshim Yisrabe has a different meaning than its own sense. Whenever the Gemara uses the expression of the Yisrabe, it means Yisrabe. Doesn't mean Doroshim Yisrabe. Doroshim Yisrabe, the Gemara spells out Doroshim Yisrabe. Here, Doroshim Yisrabe means Doroshim Yisrabe. The Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yisrabe, the Rav Yisrabe, the Doroshim Yisrabe, it means Doroshim Yisrabe, for Chai. That's it. Of course, there is a slight there. And of course the Rambam doesn't explain it at all. And then there's another Gemara, Tana Rabba, Achite Yecholim Yishabes Yitzchamim Behem. Suppose he stirs the cholim in order to warm up his hands, he wants to have more heat. Veihubo Umalein, Tana Chode Chayev, Vitone Yidoch Potach. Hodi Tana Chayev, Kosabon Lohoshim Tchulgufo Chayev Alem. Hodi Tana Potach, Kosoba Amulochashim Tzrich Ligufo Potter. Rambam in the Zayin Rishgoges Halachi Yitvei says that Hacheitik Cholim Shabbos Sheo Mechabes Al Yeneis Umadlek Estachteniz Im Nishabim Lir Beisul Havir Chayefsa If you have a double intention in Chayefsa Chotov de Cholim Nishamim Vihubur Umalein Vihubur Umalein In other words, what means Umalein? He was Rubo Malen Chayef Shtai Mipnei Shemelocho Sheino Tzricho Ligufo Chayef Oleo Kmoi Shebi'arnu Bihil Chashab Mishnah raises the question, what's the difference between the Reish, the case of the Reish in Halachic days, and the case in the Sefer? In the Reish, he says, Hachetik Yecholim Yishabes, Umechabes El Yenis, Umadlik Estach Penis, Im Yishabim Lir Beisul Lehavir, Yishayim Shtayim, because there was Kavan. But if he was not Yishabim Lir Beisul Lehavir, suppose he was Yishabim only Lir Beis, so then it's not Chayiv Shtach, it's only Chayiv Achat. It's only Chayiv Achat. The Gemara says so, but according to Tosfos, the reason is why the Tanna Kamma says Chayiv Achat is because the Tanna Kamma holds like Rav Shimon, the Dovashim is Chavin, which according to Tosfos doesn't mean Dovashim is Chavin, it means Melochashim is Tzricho Ligufo. So, Memeila, according to Tosfos, if we pass Melochashim is Tzricho Ligufo is Chayiv, so it should be Chayiv Shtach, because there is a situation where the Rambam passes like a Midam Loch in Tzchul Gufa Yisrael, and still he says, only Nishaven Lirbe is only Havir Yisrael Shtai. But suppose his Nishaven Lirbe is Vihubo Maleen Yisrael only Achas, for people, not for Abot. Why not? So the Tanakhama says so. But things is explained, Tanakhama says so, because he holds like Rav Shimon, Melochus and Tzrich will be fodder, but the Rambam passes like Rav Yudeh, Melochus and Tzrich will be Yisrael. So obviously the Rambam did not explain the Gemara the way Tosfos does, which involves his life Eichat. Because Gemara is Loshen and Yisrael, not Melochus and Tzrich will be fodder. And then, the Gemara is a real question, Chota the Sefer, the case of the Sefer, Chota the Sefer, hat er geholt, ich kann ihn nicht. Die Hupe um allein zu gehen, die dort nicht sehen, ich sag mir allein, weil ich bin allein. Allein weiß, dass ich nicht in dem Lich, der Baden geholt, ich schon die erste Lich. But it means, it means, by itself, he just was mishaving to own a present. But, he took on Malaya, so he's not mishaving. So why is he high shy? So you'll say, because even though he's not mishaving, it's a tzikreishe. So in the reishe, it's also a tzikreishe. What's the difference? Well, the answer is, or kind of what is, the answer is that in the reishe, when even though there is a psychiatrist, still the Rambam emphasizes in his Chabiri, so I have a Chayev Stein. Why? Because he was in his Chabiri Manish Labi. But if he was not in his Chabiri Labi, only in your base, even though there is a psychiatrist, the fire of the Tachten should be escalated, but the situation is here, personally. In the same day, even though he was not managed mishaving to escalate the fire, of the Tachten, but it's situation in Michale, because what was his purpose? His purpose was to warm up his hands. So, of course, the fact that the Tachten, the fire of the Tachten, escalated by being lifted, so that contributed towards his ability to, so that produced more heat. So it is a secretion in Yichale, but in the Reishe, it's a secretion in Loyichale. Now, the question is, Monefshech, so this is Kash, Monefshech, if secretion in Yichale is considered like no secretion. So why the Rebbe of Tzadik say Chayev Stein? But the Rebbe of Tzadik is made it. The Rebbe of Tzadik holds like a Buddha, but the Buddha himself is made it. And by Shabbos, Doshin is having his potter, because it's not like a Shabbos. So this is what the Chaim says. That the Nachimuna would be in the case of situation of Yichus. When we, so that's the difference between the general din of Doshin is having a little bit of Shemesh, which is a din of Kabbalah. But Tzikreishe is considered Mishavi. So which Tzikreishe is considered Mishavi? Only Tzikreishe from which is Nehne. That is Nichal. But Tzikreishe that Ruyach Beslei doesn't care, is indifferent, even if it's not Koshal. Just Ruyach Beslei. He's not considered Mishavi. Like the whole Shemesh. That's how we do the Rav Shemesh. Where the Tzikreishe Rav Shemesh, there is a general din in Palat Yerkule. That without Kavone, it's not a Maizaveh. But Tzikreishe is considered Mishavi. Only Tzikreishe in Yichale is considered Mishavi. Tzikreishe, the Loyich Beslei, so is not considered Mishavi. So in Meile, it's no Maizaveh. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Domash Mishavi is Osar, and Palat Yerkule is Chai. But by Shabbos, there is an extra exercise, a Kosov of Melechus Machshevet. Nachas Machshevis. What does Nachas Machshevis imply? Not even of Kabbalah. Nachas Machshevis implies the din of Yidir, like the Moreh Balkan. Who is said in Nachas Machshevis? The Lord Hikabo, the Shocho, so he's Potter of the Chavos. Suppose I have a handkerchief, I have many things in my pocket. But I don't know that I have it in my pocket. I left in my head. I don't know that I have things in my pocket. And then I start walking in the Rishis Rabin the whole day. The whole day, 100 times, I make it so. I'm not hired a single house. Because Melechus Machshevis is not. Why? Because the element of the Diyye was lacking. In other words, by Shabbos, in order to be considered a Maisa Beire, he has to be conscious of the fact that he's doing the Melechus. But if he's not conscious of the fact that he's doing the Melechus, so then, then he's not high, I am always on guard, because I know in the dark room, I mean, in the United States, we didn't have any dark rooms. I remember as a child in Europe. So he had one room that was completely dark. Completely dark. And in those days, I mean, maybe 60 years ago, it was of course in Warsaw. All the houses were basically everything white like that. So my father used to tell me as a little child, six. So he says, don't forget when you walk into the dark room on Shabbos, don't forget to, and remember that in Shabbos, don't turn on the light. Turn on the light. Why? Because by habit, morning is a custom, you know. Day after day, whenever he walks into a dark room, whether daytime, nighttime, you have to turn on the light. There are no windows in that room. So mainly one is that and Shabbat just by habit, without even knowing what he's doing. You know, by habit. So, such a case wouldn't be Chayvachat. Because the element of Yediyah is not that you forgot Shabbat. You didn't forget. So, I don't know, as a child, I probably did forget sometimes. And I did turn on the light, but not because I forgot Shabbat. You just by habit. You do it. Many things a person does, he doesn't even know that he does it. That's in my memory. He does it. By habit, he does it. So he is not Chayv HaHatos. When he's Chayv HaHatos, if he knows that he turns on light, but he forgot his Shabbos, he thought for the moment it's Sunday, it's Friday. So then he's Chayv HaHatos. But if he doesn't know that he turns on light, many times a person is absent-minded. You start hearing people, especially among the absent-minded professors. I mean, that we sometimes, when they are job in Philippines, they have a paper, they have a newspaper, they will start hearing it. They don't even know that they are failing. That's not in Melechus Machshavis. So, in other words, because the element, so what does the Alocha of Melechus Machshavis imply? That by Shabbos to be in Locha Asura, it must be coupled. The Asiyas Locha has to be coupled with an awareness that he is doing the Locha. So his element to be the Mele, he says, and most of them say the same thing. That, let's say, if somebody walks and dresses on Shabbos, even though he knows that there is a possibility he might walk out, but he doesn't know it with certainty. He knows there is a possibility. So that's also not Melechus Machshavis. The Rishayim Nu Achilik, we had the other girls saying, Nu Achilik and Rishayim, they hold fear in Melechus Machshavis is present because he knows that he possibly might walk out less. But the interesting thing is, even if he knows that he possibly might walk out less, but he doesn't know that he will certainly walk out less, so the element of idea is lacking. Idea means with certainty, not with sveikis, with doubt. So Mimele, in the case where there is no psikreshe, sort of duties, maybe he's potter, because the element of idea is lacking. But in the case where there is a psikreshe, is having lirbei satachtenis vihuberu el yeneis meleia. So according to Reb Shimon, that there is a din of kavon in kolater kule, and Shabbos is not distinguished from kolater kule. So he's for there. Smuter kolgo also, because not the same. But according to Reb Yudah, that in kolater kule also is having is higher. So there is no requirement prerequisite of kavon. So by Shabbos there is no prerequisite of Kavanah either. But by Shabbos, if there is no Tzikreisha altogether, then the element of Yediyah is lacking. But where there is a Tzikreisha, here he knows with certainty. There is not a shadow of doubt in his mind that as a result of stirring the Geholim, so he will escalate the fire of the Tachteinis. He knows. Doesn't care for it. But he knows. So according to Reb Shimon, if he doesn't care for it, he loich beslech. So maybe he's not mischavim. But according to Reb Yudah, so the fact is that mischavim doesn't mean anything. But by Shabbos, the fact that he's not aware of the fact that he does it, get me something. But here is a way. Here is a way. Here is a way. This is the kind of not yet.
But what's the difference between a psikresha denichale and a melachashim etzrichol gufa?
Melachashim etzrichol gufa is reference to the case where he's habmanish. For example, if somebody carries out a mess, there is a shab. So isn't he having to carry? Of course he is having to carry. But he's not interested in having the mess. He just doesn't want the mess to be here in the Rishus Rabbi. Or if somebody takes out, carries out from the Rishus Rabbi, a case, a thorn, or pieces of glass, suppose you go on the street and you see all kinds of impediments, a log of wood, you know, in the street. So you take it out because you are afraid somebody might trip and fall. So you take it out. So it's, gee, I'm some man, I should take it out. But it's a loss in the whole book, you see. Or, let's say, I'm a chadesh aneyas, in effect, usually, chibu is loss in the whole book. Only when he does it, the habit is upset. I don't know today whether any person is in the habit of having upset. I don't know. I remember my mother, the family broke her every time she had to bring shliach. So, she would light the candles. I don't think that today's even Russians coming is do it. I mean, I remember my mother was my fetish to do that. Every Friday, she bent shliach. So before she bent shliach, so she would take a match and light the candle for a second, then extinguish the fire, then she would light it again, cover her eyes, and make the bar. Why did she do that? In other words, because that's the habit of Tzatzila. In other words, when a new candle so will not burn so well if you didn't burn once and then extinguish. That's the habit of Tzatzila. But any other people is washing through it. Only the habit, that's what they say in the Madliki. Why? Because Rabbi Yisrael Gemara says, Rabbi Yisrael agrees in from today to Lord and through the Bukhari Spotter, so is Peter Bechulon. Because he extinguishes the fire because he doesn't want to use up the candle, he needs candles to extinguish the fire. So it's more sensible. But he's not interested in the kibbutz per se. Chutz min apsilon b'sheis atach. But if you turn off the fire of the candle, because right now is the first time that it starts to burn, so it doesn't burn with a good flame. If you extinguish it and you light it again, then it will burn with a good flame. As a matter of fact, many times, men are not accustomed to bench lich, but they are accustomed to bench chanukah lich. So sometimes when you light the oil, I mean, you have the problem you have with oil. With candles you don't have the problem, but with oil. So you light the psila, you know, the wick of the chanukah candle, so it doesn't burn. It doesn't burn well. So, but if you extinguish it, and then you light it again, then it will burn again. Because it has a fuel value. In other words, Lahabis Hatshiv She'isatecha. So in other words, the kibbutz endows it with fuel value. So it burns better. That's the only kind of kibbutz that is melacha tzavot. And any other kibbutz is melacha tzavot. Usually, kibbutz is melacha tzavot. So that's it. You can't say in Mishabim, is Mishabim the Melechad. Melochashim Yitzchel. Briefly, Melochashim Yitzchel Gufa means Mishabim is, but he's not interested in the Melochet per se. But he's Mishabim to do the Melochet. If he carries out a mess, if he carries a case on Shazarabim, if he's mechabe neir because he wants to save the neir for next day, so he's mischaving to do the melacha, but he's not interested in the melacha per se, but for an extraneous purpose. Or let's say chayfa beya, not that he wants the beya. If you are chayfa the beya because you want to use it in order to fill it up with water, to store water, then to what it's good for. But suppose you need offer in order to be chassid the dam of the tzipeya, dam of the tzipeya, and some melee, you make it beya in order to have offer, then to what it's good for. But you are mishaving when you give it beya, because you want to have soil, sand, you are mishaving.
According to Rav Chaim, aren't you chayv in a case of Zikresha ben Nicolay because you are miskaven?
Zikresha ben Nicolay, so that's miskaven.
So why is that different from
Lashin? It's out of being considered. Zikresha ben Nicolay is out of being considered miskaven. But it's not actually miskaven. But only because Abaye berodet amret Abaye may refuse Zikresha. But in the case where somebody carries out Zikresha ben Nicolay, or Chidah ben Zorafet, you don't have to resort to me that by the other situation. There is mamish mishav, mishav and mamish. So, Moloch Hashem Tzachuli Gufo always deals with the case where he's mishav and mamish, but he's not interested in the Moloch per se. That's Moloch Hashem. Yes?
The case of cutting off the head of Tango, so that should be Moloch Hashem Tzachuli
Gufo. Why not? Why?
Because
he had to cut off the head of the head. No, he cut off the head of the head, but he didn't have kavone. He didn't have kavone to dead the tamid. And only because of psikreish we are, he's considering tzav. And melochat, or to yes, it's melochat and tzrich al before. Not because he's nene tamid. The child is enjoys it more when the head is a dead head. Not only yet, because you'll be frightened. Chas v'sholem, the head will start talking to him.
Okay.
Could you say in the case of Sikresha de Nichalei that he has kavan for the ma'aseh but not for the result?
Sikresha de Nichalei is our beginning considered mishavim. But there is no actual kavanah. There is constructive kavanah, not actual kavanah.
But yes.
What?
There's even less common than relative people do.
What?
There's even less common than relative people do.
What?
If the kavanah is not even kavanah. Resting from here, we're
but if our kedim is considered kavanah, why is it less?
Yeah, so why is that exactly what you do to the other?
There's a special aloha by Rav Shimon that in Loch Hashem it's really good for his potter.
But
Sikresha ben Nicolay
should
be in Shekhar. Sikresha ben Nicolay is the opposite of Loch Hashem it's really good for. Loch Hashem it's really good for means he's not nene from the Loch per se. And Sikresha ben Nicolay means he is nene from the Loch. That's why everything. From Washington to Liverpool. Leich Pesley is also from Washington to Liverpool. Because Leich Pesley means he doesn't derive any benefit. He's not many from Loch. But Sikresha Nihil means he derives a benefit. Let's say when I pour water over my hands and my own lawn, I'm not mishaving to promote the growth of the grass, but this will result, and I'll certainly derive a benefit from it. I'll have a beautiful lawn with a lot of grass. Not from the locha per se. Not from the locha per se. You don't derive a benefit from the bay. On the contrary, it's a good nuisance to have a bay or in his courtyard. But what can he do? He has to have offer sin in order to hasen the dam of the tzipir. But he's not, so he's nene from the sin, but he's not nene from the bear per se. And if you take out glass, fragments of glass or a log of wood as an impediment, he also derives a benefit because he doesn't have to worry about tripping. But he's not nene from in a positive way from the carrying of the glass itself. He's nene from the fact there is no impediment in the street. That's an extraneous purpose. He's not nene from the melocha per se. All right. So that is now. So that is the Rav Chaim. That is the Rav Chaim. I think that this Rav Chaim is one of the most basic Rav Chaim. In other words, many in Yonim, in Shabbat, and in Palatah school in Dorothy Mishkat, can be understood well. Still, this Rav Chaim, I don't know whether headmaster or didn't headmaster, so many Rosh Hashivas of the last generation were Masiyah. I'm not going to mention anything. But all of them, in the same Masal, here they call Rav Chaim, this Rav Chaim. Why? Because the Rosh in Shabbos is contrary to the Rav Chaim. Now, what is the Rosh in Shabbos? What does the Rosh in Shabbos say? The end of Minnesota. Rav Chaim, the gist of the Rav Chaim means that the Atralah has Dovashim is Chavim Kolata Yafule, which is Dina Shavone. And so, in respect to Dovashim is Chavim Kolata Yafule, which is Dina Shavone, they will apply the Lomdes of the situation of this way. And then Dovashim is Chavim a little bit of beauty by Shabbos, which is based not upon a general dream, but upon a special dream on Shabbos, on Lechas Machshavos, that's a dean of lack of idea. So that's only Shayach when there is no Tzikreish. But where there is Tzikreish, so then there is idea. That's the gist. Now, Rosh says the reverse. I tell the Rosh, it would be good if you look into the Rosh. The Rosh is in page Shnei Shrotzi, page Gitalet of Shabbos, paragraph text. Tanya, Nayin, paragraph text. Nayin Lissibus Beodom Shuosea, Shenemar Vatsichem Lissasu, Bochem Lissasu, Vatu Missaris Acham Missaris Chai, Domar Achie, Barabi, Omar Achiechen, Hakel Medin dem Chamitz acham Chamitz shu chai Shunem al Yisrit ha-Chomitz Yisras ha-Chomitz Yisaris acham Yisaris shu chai Shunem al Yisrit ha-Misas Moch ukot chumunot lo bukos Im ha-Kos chai vanot lo kolshu Elu hod niliti kachakir shu chai Yishubes rabachoye kosem Oso lishteis Same dimayla ligufei Umeta There is a certain medication that is good, Gemara mentions it, Shabbos, for jaundice. But at the same time, it has a side effect. And it sterilizes the person. And the person has a certain patient recalling, so when one takes it, so it will cure the jaundice. But it will sterilize it. You won't be able to have children. So, also, Lishti Somed in my own day. Of course, the Shilt is a different case, but there is no Pugah. Jundas sometimes, clinical jundas is a Pikuach Nefesh. But suppose it's not the degree that there is a constant one. So he's not allowed to take a medication that has the effect of sterilizing him. There's the lotion on the shoulders. Yisri Dorshin is Chamos, Avul Rafshine Muta, Kidushin is Chamu Isirus Aurefoy. According to Rafshine, it's Muta to take the medication to cure jaundice, even though it has the side effect of becoming star, because it's Dorshin is Chamu. So then he says, Shulta says, Lord, the kind one to Rafshine, I mentioned once that the Shulta is one region who passes in collateral good like a beauty, but all the other Rishim, they pass in collateral good like a shame. So, behold, the kind one of Shim, though, the Shim, Shab Mutter, Hane Mille, the Mille, the Shabbos, have a collateral good, kind one to the beauty, the overdoshing is Shabbos. But the Shulta Shim is the collateral good, passing like a beauty, the Doroshim is Shabbos, but by Shabbos, we pass like a Shimon. The Doroshen is having is Muta. Why? Because by Shabbos is Kaiz et Brother Kuru is Osea, and by Shabbos is Muta, because by Shabbos there is another Aloch of Mileches, Machshebes, like Teisa Shita, the king of the Yude who says Doroshen is having is Chai with Brother Kuru. But he's made it that by Shabbos is not Chai. But Teisha says, I'll leave the Rav Yudeh with the Rabbun and Mitzoseh, and he should just pass things in view of the fact that there is no Isa the Raisa by Shabbos, even according to Rav Yudeh. So in Mele, it's not in Mosam Rabbah, for she is but Monefshah. Either he passes like a human or he passes like a beauty. The Gemara says explicitly that according to Rav Yudeh, Mitzoseh, the Chalapochas and the Rabbanon. So how is it? How is the Mizakish Torah with the prey? So we have to say that the Shultes doesn't paskin like a Yude in collateral bullet because Vada. He paskins like a Yude the Chumre, because they did the Raiz the Chumre. Doesn't he have his topic where the Aloha is like a Shimon or the Aloha is like a Yude? So in the middle of the Chumre, because they did the Raiz the Chumre in collateral bullet, it's a stake in the Raiz. So he paskins. That it's also Mashaking Abi Shabbos, there is no Sweepy the Rai, it's Sweepy the Rabbon, because even if the Aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's Mutam the Rai, because of the lack of Mach Shabbos. So Mele is not Chishis, maybe the Aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Aloch is like a Pshimin, that's enough, because Sweepy the Rabbon is it. That's the Shita Lishu. The Hodi Kamu Kashin, the Rishon, Shabbos, the Mele, the Shabbos, על כל התראי כולי קיים יש רב יהודה דומה דובו שאין עם נסחה ונושא עד כאן דבר השוב ואין בורד נירם דרוש ישחל ואין בורד נירם הזה כי בכל התראי כולי קיים יש רב שימן כי אם אשם ליל פרק המייצי גבי נוזח התנפס ומתיר אם נאי פוסק הבריחן הלו חתרב שימן וסתם מי שנחל צורק המדושן הלו דמתיזם דם לבחי אדם אביר משמוי הלו חתרב שימן ופורך ההיר עם רב שימן מסיסן עד השווה השמין שמוי הלו חתרב שימן בואו מרפחי ברשת ומאי פורך עבוד עד השמין שמוי הלו חתרב שימן בשבס הקד יצרו השמין בעומר אלו ודאי אין חילוק בין שבס לשאול ושאול והיחד משוסה סמל לפויר ומיטה עושר אפילו לפויר Suppose it takes some medication for jaundice and it becomes sterile, so it's also a rhythm after even a contraption. The maid of the creation of the Yomus, or here is the Rosh. The Rishai Chekandi Pribalo, the Yomalos Rapshim Tzikreishi, Alechadim Michalei, the Haimed Abdel in Shabbos, in the Lachas Machshevet, Al Kishor Yisur, Alechadim Michalei, so that's the Rosh. That everybody mentions against Rav Chaim. So here he says, just the reverse of Rav Chaim. Just the reverse. Just the reverse. For the Kasher is against the Rosh. It's not the Rosh. cases in the Rosh himself in Perik Habeine. He mentioned that the, one of the rayas of the Oro is the Gemara of Nizalkin Yayin Agabayish. Nizalkin Yayin Agabayish. There is an question of Shabbos. He is coming to come and say, I will see you. How are they cool? So, how does the Rosh say that? And the Rosh doesn't say, you know, Omar or Oro, it's special if it's a new terrell of Shabbos. He doesn't say, Billy Shaykh and the Oro. In other words, the Rosh says, he cannot accept the Oro Shite in Prater. He is willing to accept the Oro Shite in Shabbos, but not in Prater. Not in Prater. Because according to Oro, it's really not have to take medication for journalists, even though it has the side effect of making this down, because it's expression of people not want to hear this way. So Michale feels very upset about the fact that he's now, he cannot have children. But he's ready not to have children instead of being sick all his life. Because it's more of the Yichpes way in different. It's Michale to the nth degree. So he says, we shayach and the oro. In other words, he doesn't accept the oro lombus in Kote. But the oro, he doesn't say that the oro himself mentions it only in Shabbos, not in Kote. Well, how can he say when the Rosh in Perik Habeine himself mentions that the oro, like this is here in Subes, that the oro, one of the main rites of the oro, one of the main rayas of the Oroch is the Gemara of Mizalkin Yayin Kodesh. Alright, then let's see what else the Rosh says. Not finished the Gemara. Rishayach ha-kam dirit malo hod omo yos ha-shim shirei shal yoyoch in dichalei. Dahay nedap min shav in ulech machshebes, avol bishor yisurim lo yitinam din dichalei, midipori chashas bifirik agaye, that we cannot apply the lomdes of the situation in dichalei, in Kolatere Kule, a Raya from the Gemara is what the same Gemara, that the Oroch mentioned a Raya, and that in Kolatere Kule, the situation of the Yafeso is Mutea, so the Rosh mentions as a Raya the situation of the Yafeso, or even the Yichale, in Kolatere Kule is Rosh. Just the opposite of what the Rosh. ולשייך הקם דברי בעל אורו, יאמרו עושה רכשים צקרי שריך אני מייחלי, והי נדעת נשאר מן החשב בצור עשר מדינים יחלי, וצראי מפה ריחה שעת. בפרק כבר תודיע, גם המשנד יפייה עם איזה אופי על גבו אישים, וכמך באף עוד עבוד נחלי תיבו. So, the common misoner mentions the name of the Holy Pope, the Holy Pope said that the Rosh is in Rav Tzimtzum, he mentions the Raya that Neged Oroch Shite from the Gemara in Zvochim. Because the Gemara Shmuel says in Zvochim, Mizalki Yayin Al Gabi Yishin, Mizalki Yayin Al Gabi Yishin, so the Gemara is Kekashe, Boko Mechabe, Ishtam Tzukram, Tech Vizirabe, this is the Gemara Kekashe, what's the Gemara Starez? The Rosh doesn't mention the Gemara Starez. The Gemara Starez is, Shmuel Sabalek Rakshimen, Davadoshim is Chabe, is Muta. So what? And the Rosh himself in Perek Habeine, he mentions the old Shraya from the Gemore of Shmuel, because the Gemore is the Kashev of Kama Chabe, so Shmuel the Gemore is the Terez, Shmuel Sabalek Rakshimen. So the Rosh in Perek Habeine, so just a minute, that was not the period before that, the period before the spiritual air, it's still talking before Shmuel Shvotzer. So the Rosh himself mentions that that's the Raya of the whole. Here he mentions the Raya in the other direction. That, not like all. So, and what kind of a Raya is it? So why did he bring the Raya from the Kash of the Gemara? Let him bring the Raya to the Oroch from the Terrace of the Gemara. So the Kovnei Samuel explains it in a very fair way. He says, true, of course, the Gemara is the Kashe, Boka Mechabe, אוי די צרעט שמוס ניעל קראפשימען דאָ וואָס דאָס איז שאַפ איז מיט סאַלאַט די מאַכש די נאָ אמין די מאָגע זע סאַמען פלייצס די שאַפ איז זעלב די מאָגע זע איז די שמוס פאַס קוס וואָס קראפשימען רעף פאַס קוס וואָס קראפ די דאָס איז שאַפ אבל אתם פולים חייב עם שמול פסקוס לתקשימן כדובה של משחד לזמיד אותה איפה הם מני פולים שסים במשך שבס יצאו ידימור זה סבאי למעט שנעס סבאי למעט שנעס אני usually זה מרמשים פסק שתיס פסק אני מנבע דימור אס לי קשה so דימור איזה קרץ סבאי למעט שנעס אני למעט שאונדרסטנד את הרצה דימור So, here we can ask the Tkashe. Why did Gemara ask? Gemara knows that Shmuel Paskos like a Shimon is mentioned in Tzach Shabbat so many times. The answer is, Gemara asks, of course Gemara knows the Mach Shmu, that Shmuel Paskos like a Shimon. But may Abaye be Rode Gamre Tavaye, may the Rav Shimon look Tzikrei Shevel Yomus. So, Shmuel, that's why Gemara asks. Why does the Gemara ask? Of course Shmuel passes like Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon is made it. It's a creche of the Yomus. Here it's a creche. So then the Gemara says Shmuel is still like Rav Shimon. So now Tesis itself asks the Kashi. Shmuel is still like Rav Shimon, but made Rav Shimon is a creche. So Tesis is the text. Because here when you pour wine on the Mizbeach, so it's very likely it will not fall on the ground. The cup was not completely covered with the holy, so there were empty spots too. So it's not a situation. So the reason is why the Mashin is, because the Mashin assumed that it is a situation. There is no situation. But if situation of Yechvesle is not there, then the Machshin wouldn't even have asked. So be Shlame if he said situation of Yechvesle comes in and scoffs. The Machshin asks, because the Machshin talks to him, he doesn't know the situation. So it tells him, no, he doesn't know the situation. But if we say like, oh, the situation of Yechvesle is not there, so why the Machshin asks, the Machshin knew that Shmuel passes like a female? This is by the Communist Anarchist. Anyway, so, the Lishayach can be about all the most of the situation in the Chalei, the Lini Elich, the Lini Shalich in the Chalei, and 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 the Lini Shalich in the Chalei, it's not if Yain is out of the Yishin, or come in Chalei, and the Lini Chalei, and the Lini Shalich in the Chalei, and the Lini Shalich in the Chalei, So the Aloha is that the Yisar of Silas, the Lav Deraisa, applies to every Balachai, even a mean tummy. So, in other words, if somebody will be sorry, the dog, and this is a common practice, especially those who are fond of dogs, so they are afraid, as fond as they are of dogs, so they still believe in birth control for the dogs. So Mele, they take the dog to a doctor and then he sterilizes the dog, castrates the dog, sterilizes the dog. I don't know what they do. Anyway, I had childless. And sometimes, so I have to work hard, even if the person in the Shema Mitzvah, but to accept such a psak, not to have the dog sterilized, that's unacceptable. I have to work very hard in order to sell this concept. You're not allowed to sterilize the dog. But it's a lot that I said, there is a field mode. If somebody sterilizes the dog, he can't. So he's either a lot that I say, it's higher mode, it's possibly. Alright, now, so, the question is, how does the Rosh say the Shaykh of the Rosh? So the Tarek says, well, that's the Asogan Arab Chaim. But we have to explain the Rosh. And the Rosh himself in Tarek Abayin mentions the Rosh Chaim from his out in Yayin, Al-Gabe Yishin. So, the Rosh, so the Pshat, the Rosh doesn't say, the Leom Aror, Sikrei Shel Yichdus Limud Teh, Ela Bishat, the Lishayche Kam Dibre Dalor, the Lishayche Kam Dibre Dalor, and he says, the Aror Shlomdes, can apply to Shabbos. The Aruch himself applies his lomdes to Kolatir Kule. But the Rosh says, the Aruch, I am ready to accept the Aruch's lomdes in connection with Shabbos. And you see, so anyway, but the Aruch mentions it by Shabbos in an analogous case, it would be Mutar. In the Rashi, that I need. So Rashi says, "Tichi Omar, Tichi in the Rav Shimon, the Tzikrei Sheyishchayev, the Tzikrei Sheyishchayev." Avol Gabi Tzotchalozim Peitzei. So the call, Kamo the Chayev Nichalitvei Keichalitvei Domei. Then Rav Shimon is made that is bottom. Why? Because here it's kosher. So the Rashi makes a distinction. Rashi makes a distinction between lo yichdus lei and kosher. And why is ba kosher lei poter? So Rashi says that I name Shabbos because it's not in the Rashi. So what do we see from this Rashi? That there is a basic distinction. Gabi Shabbos between Psikrei Shedel Yich Beslei and Psikrei Shedel Yichle, or let's use the expression Yichle Klav in the sense of Kosher. So Psikrei Shedel Yich Beslei in the sense of Kosher. So Psikrei Shedel Yich Beslei. So then by Shabbos, even by Shabbos is high. Even by Shabbos is high. Because Secretion Yichtes Lay, so he is not inconsistent with Yichtes Lay. Because he doesn't care, he's indifferent. The Secretion Yichtes when he squeezes out the blood of the Halozei, and if he is very upset about the fact that the Halozei will die, but he can't help it. He has to have the Dhamma anyway. So he sacrifices, he ignores one consideration, because the other consideration is of more importance to him than this consideration. So then it's not in Melachas Maaseh. Now, the case, it's not Shabbos, but the case where a person takes a medication in order to cure himself of jaundice, but he knows it has the side effect of making him stop. Is that it's a question of the Yichle or the Yichle Klal? Of course, the Yichle Klal, I mean, he would be willing to spend a lot of money not to become stout, but as much as he is eager to be able to have children, he is even more eager to get rid of the sickness of jaundice. Sickness of jaundice. Sometimes, you know, a person very sick, the doctor tells him that if he doesn't have his leg, as he suffers from diabetes, so if he doesn't have his leg amputated, so then he'll die from diabetes. So he agrees to have the leg amputated. So it's Michale, it's a lotus leg. It's Michale Klaal, but what should he do? He has to neglect one thing because of the other. So here, it's Michale Klaal. He wants to be sterile. He's very upset about the fact that he'll become sterile. So, such a lomdes by Shabbos would make sense because of the Shabbos. Rashi also said. Also said. So that would make sense. Now, some Mele, there is no kasha, let's say, from the Gemara increases. The Chaim says, when he's created the holy, when he's chaited the holy Lirbeis hatach hatach Lirbeis ha-ha-ha-ha-yenis is nischabim Lirbeis ha-yenis vihuburu ha-tachtinis malen. So Tanakame says is chayvon yat why? Because Tanakame holds like a pshimen that Tanakame nischabim with a rather good here is there is nischabim true, it's crazy, but it's crazy to be here, that's it. Mashein kei Rebbeleze Baruch Tzodek Kises Chayv Shtay. Not only the Chayv Echatos for the Kibu of the Rines, it's Chayv Echatos for the Avore of the Tachtenis. Tachtenis. So the Kasha is Monefshach. Monefshach, according to Rav Shimon is Potter, even though it involves the Tzigration. Yes. But it's Tzigration of the Slave. So and the Bida is made it by Shabbos Doroshim is Chavon is Potter. Because not like Smashevis. So here too, it should be put as well, all of the sort of say, how you like. So Chaim says, no, because here there is a secret, even though it's a secret, so we have to slay some melee, from the point of view of the Russian is have a little bit of shimen. So we have to slay is not as if it's happened. But according to the Bible, there is no such prerequisite as the Russian is happened. But there is a special prerequisite in Shabbos of Melechus Machsheves. Melechus Machsheves implies a din of Yidia. So when there is no creation altogether, then the element of Yidia is lacking. But here there is Yidia because it's a creation. Lo Yichbeslei. That's not. That does not involve lack of Yidia. There is Yidia. So over there, it's only Leir Beslein, it's not Leir HaLikvah. He doesn't care whether the Yenis are escalated or not escalated. What does he care? He's indifferent. So then it's not inconsistent with what's Mashiach. Mashiach can hear such a case in Shabbos, so would be mitamidraise, because it could be Lechus Machsheves. So in other words, so that's not Tzitzel Reb Chaim, just as the Rashi is not Tzitzel Reb Chaim. Because Rashi has, when he says that by Yitzot Halodim Teitze, so there is no Chiyuv Mishum Tzitzel Reb Chaim, because he's upset about the fact that the Halodim dies, he would prefer that the Halodim should remain alive, so then the blood would be much better for his purpose. But he can't help it, so the blood isn't so good. But it's better for no blood altogether. So Meile, that's a chisson in Melechus Machsheves. But Rav Chaim says that secretion of Yichbeslei is no chisson in Melechus Machsheves. The answer is secretion of Yichbeslei is no chisson in Melechus Machsheves. But the creation of Michale is a chisson. Why? So that can see from the more interest of Shach Melachim. In other words, you have to know there are three things. There is such a thing as Kabbalah. How is Kabbalah in English? Intention. There is such a thing as Yidia. How is Yidia in English? Consciousness, awareness, knowledge, awareness, in conscious. Of the act that I'm doing. And then the third thing, Rotzi. Rotzi. Approval. Rotzi, consent. Now, Kavone and Rotzi are two separate things. Altogether different things. Kavone means intention. Rotzi means that he is willing. No. There is such a thing as hypnotism. So, sometimes, so, when I got a stroke and I had a lot of pain, so I once asked my neurologist, maybe hypnotism will help you relieve the pain. So he says, you're not a good customer for the hypnotism. You're not a good customer. You are too much of an independent person. And you cannot be hypnotized. I don't think anybody would be able to hypnotize. So what is hypnotism? Hypnotism. So through hypnotism, So you can impose your will upon another person. Even if the other person is not willing, is very unhappy, but somehow you impose your will. You know, those who hypnotize, so sometimes, you know, it's done by certain people, psychologists, I don't know what they are, psychiatrists, doctors, but it's done if somebody who has emotional problems, so then the psychiatrist will have been hypnotized, and he will tell the hypnotized person, the hypnotized woman, that she should take a knife and stab it in the hand of a child. And she'll do it. She'll be very unwilling, very reluctant, but she'll do it. And she'll be having to do it. But of course, she'll do it in such a way that she will not hurt a child. In other words, so through hypnotism, you can impose your will upon the hypnotized party, that the hypnotized party will intend to do what the hypnotizer tells you, even though he resents it. So there is kavanah by that person, by the hypnotized person. There is kavanah. That's it. No. He loses his will. He doesn't have the control. He does what the hypnotizer tells him to do. So sometimes you might be having to do a certain act and he doesn't have the odds. If a person does something under hypnotism, so he doesn't become a nose, but he doesn't do it that same. So kavone and rotzen are two separate things. Kavone and rotzen are two separate things. Rotzen means, as a matter of fact, you know, the Chaim says that the cotton, chereshete the cotton, are mufka das of rotzen. In other words, anything and done by chereshete the cotton, and shete doesn't mean, it's a mistake to think shete means somebody who has no contact with reality. Of course, that is also shete. According to the Rambam, somebody is a shete loy of a rechot. Even though he is a pikeach the whole world, he might be the biggest genius. He might have an IQ of 210. But if he has a certain shigasim, the persecution comes. So according to the Rambam, he has a din of shame. He has a din of shame. He cannot be nidarish and sixteen nothing. That was the case of Riva Get, you know. Riva Get, because he was not a person, not 100%, but he functioned all right. So, in other words, and Cheresh certainly can be in the smartest person in the world, and talking, how about Shlina Melech, when before Bar Mitzvah, he had no say about no das, but you see, that the das is no das, and the key, anything that requires das, rotzen, so Cheresh should be put in a mufti, but Kavone, Cheresh should be put in a mufti. Because we think the Gabor became right again. Why? Why? Because the Godel teaches them to write the Shmo. But we should say it's Kavone is no Kavonis. Chaim says, where it's a question of Rotzen, so then there is Aloha Chereshim Likotin. The Rotzen is no Rotzen open. It might be Shlein HaMelech, but the Rotzen, Alpidim is Mufte of giving consent. No what, but where it's been of Kavone, so then Chereshit Likotin ordinarily nothing we could do in Yodabot. So the Mitzias they don't have Kavone, but if there is someone to guide him and to teach him, so then his Kavone is a Kavone. So Kavone and Rotzen are two separate things. So what Chaim says that Meleches Machsheves. Lech Machsheves implies in din of Yibie, not a din of Kavone implies. But there are a number of halachas in Lech Machsheves. The din of the Kalko is also implicit in Lech Machsheves. So there is more than one halacha of Lech Machsheves. One halacha of Lech Machsheves is that he has to be Misak. There is one halacha of Lech Machsheves that he has to be Yibie. He has to be aware, he has to be conscious of the fact that he's in Lochet, And there is another halacha to ask Moshevis. That the halacha has to be done by Tzenei, with his approval, with his consent. There is no halacha that a halacha has to be done by Kavanose, but there is a halacha that the halacha has to be done by Tzenei. And that we can see from the Gemara in Krita. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Misasei Bechlovin Barayas Chaye, Shechei Ne'ene, Misasei Bishabes Potei Amulach, Mahshabes Osoteo. Omar Rav Nachman, but in any case, if in Misasei Gam, Utnam, Mishoy Alei, Shnei in any case, Echadlom Bishabes, Echadlom Lachashab, there were two children. One infant, so his Yom HaShmini was on Shabbos. The other infant, his Yom HaShmini was on Sunday. Bishochach umol eshal achar HaShabbos b'Shabbos. The Sunday infant, who was not 8 days old yet, so he thought, so he was mourning on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua paid that. At Kali Pot Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua made it so. Tobit Ba Mitzvah, Loyosom Mitzvah Potter. So it's because of a special aloch. Tobit Ba Mitzvah, the Loyosom Mitzvah, is part of, you see, if somebody by mistake will be Malan Shabbos, a teenage that is already 9 days old, then it will be called the Bar Mitzvah, the Osa Mitzvah. Because if Yamali child is more than 8 days, Yam Kar Mitzvah. But if Yamali child who is 7 days old, so then it's no Mitzvah. Kidim's money is no Mitzvah. So at can we come at Shine, at can we put at Yeshua, which in the Sovet of Zambis was a Mitzvah, put it. Adon Bissatz, you don't want to love Mitzvah, Afilu Rabbi Yeshua Mechaye. So how does Shmuel say that Misasei Bishabes is Potter? Omalei, Hanachu Tineiki, Hoyum Kalko Bechabur Chaye, Misasei Bechabur is Chaye. Omalei, because why is Misasei Bishabes Potter? Because it's not in Lech Moshebes. But Rabbi Shimon says, that the Kalko Bechabur is Chaye. Why is no other Moloch is Mekalko Potter? Because it's not Lech Moshebes. But Bechabur is Chaye because the Eretz Zeros HaKosu. The Torah says, Hapil B'Shabes, Nu is Yer HaShabes. Nu is Bizmano, but Nu is Shabay Bizmano not. But why do we have to resort to a special Yichud of Nu is Bizmano? Even Nu is Shabay Bizmano should be Mutter on Shabes because it's Mekalko. And the Tikkun Mitzvah, there's no Tikkun according to Rav Shimon. So according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, there is a special Zeros HaKosov that there is no requirement of Misake Loch of Chabura. So that means that the Zeros HaKosov from Lech Moshebes doesn't apply to Chabura. So Mele, the Zeros HaKosov of Lech Moshebes, regarding Misase, it doesn't apply to Chabura. Eitzer Rav Yud El Yishmuel, Rav Yud Eim Rafu Mishabu Lakitainim, the Likit Anovim, the Likit Teinim, Shcheres, Likit Livoneim, Livoneis, Likit Shcheres, Rav Leza Mechaye Pchatos, Rav Yeshua Peiter, Vohoche, Nisasik, Rav Yeshua Namalui Kapota Alamin, Minalimine, Aber der hat mir eine Art in der Vision. Ich sehe von diesem Gemorre, der bei Schabes, der ist Aloha, der macht es nach Schabes, der Sassik ist Potter, so nicht nur mit dem Sassik auf Schabes. Wir haben uns nicht mit Schabes zu tun, wenn er wäre. Even the Sassik of Maisy ist Potter. In other words, that means, if by Schabes, if somebody will be Schabes, let's say, to pluck out this thing. This thing, there are two things. Two things on a tree. And the building is having to pluck out thing number one. And each of your day, inadvertently, you'll pluck out thing number two. You'll be potter. You'll be potter. It's a special aloha in Shabbat. You'll be potter. But here we have a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua when it's two different meanings. In other words, he was mishabit to flock out Taini, and he flocked out Anovim, and he flocked out Taini. So Rabbi Elazar is mechayek, and Rabbi Yeshua patter. So Rabbi Yeshua patters only because it's two different meanings. But if you'll be mishabit to flock out Taini number one, and the flock out thing number two, so Rabbi Yeshua will be made at this height. But Shmuel says that the Sassin, even in the same meaning, is Potter. It's a kasha against Shmuel. So you know, if you tell it, Rabbi Yeshua will Potter, and you mean it. Avo b'chad mine, al chad na to Rabbi Yeshua mechayek, omale, shimene, shveit mas nitsin b'sob ashoi. Hoche maaskinon ki den shobad melaket me libe. Nishab melaket an anobin, bishochach bisobo teinim. Vohoche yodo anobin. Di rablezo soba hare inasi so kabenose. Di rabbi shue soba hare inasi so kabenose me machshab. Very strange example. In other words, well, it can only happen to be very absent-minded person. So in other words, suppose a person formed a desire, formed the intention to pluck out another. Then, as he was engaged in new prospective thinking, so he thought for a moment that his decision was to pluck out him. And then, so, he wanted to conform to what he thought was his decision. To clock out him, but then mishpit to your day and clock out another. It's a complicated situation. In other words, at first he decided to be lucky another. Then he forgot. He thought that he had decided to be lucky him. And so he was proceeding to be lucky another, but then mishpit to your day. And he was marketing. So, Rablez al-Soba harin asiso kabunose. He had the shue soba harin asiso kabunose mashok. He said, we have to make correction there. Not harin asiso kabunose, but harin asiso bakashose. He had the shue soba harin asiso bakashose mashok. Why did she get this change again? Very simple. Because if we are here as Kabonose, how is it Nasis of Kabonose? Kabon means intention. Now, if a person decided to Mulakit Anodi, but then, absentmindedly, he thought that he decided to Mulakit him. And then he started to proceed and be Mulakit. What he thought was his desire, was his decision. Made a mistake, but he thought that his decision was, he's a person who wants to comply with his decision. Well-disciplined person. So Mele, since he thought that he decided to be racketing, so he proceeded to fulfill his decision, racketing, for the mission to your day, and he was milake another. So, the blazer sovar is higher. It is milachushim. How is it kavanosik? How is it nasa kavanosik? Kavanim is intention. Now, since he thought he was laboring under the erroneous notion that his decision was to be milachitainim, so he formed the intention to be milachitainim, and then mishpita yodei, and he plucked out another. So did he do the thing that he intended to do? No. While he was mistaken, he formed the intention to be milachitainim. So his ultimate kavone was to be milachitainim. And what was in milachitainim? Anovi. So did it conform to his ultimate intention? No. It conformed to his original intention. But his ultimate intention was to be milachitainim. And mishpita yodei was milachitainim anovi. So how can we say harinasi so kavanose? So Shmuel says no. Harinasi so bakashose. His rotzim was fulfilled. His kavana was not fulfilled. His rotzim was fulfilled. This correction by Shmuel is very important. His rotzim was fulfilled because he decided to be lucky another. So his rotzim was to be milaket anovi. Now, and he's a person who likes to do what he decides to do. So, but he was absent-minded, so he assumed for a moment, while he was absent-minded, that his decision was to be milaketain. So he proceeded to be milaketain, so he formed the kavonei intention, Milakitain, then Nishmita Yodei and Milakitanovi. So, in other words, so the act was done in conformity to his rotzim, to his decision, but not in conformity to his kavanah. So, the element of rotzim, is there, the element of kavanah is not there, but not only the element of kavanah is not. The element of Yidin is not there either. The element of Yidin is not there either. Because since mistakenly, so absent-mindedly, he thought that his decision was to be lacking Tainu, so Mimele he formed an intention to be lacking Tainu, so as he was lacking, what did he think he was doing? Tainim. But actually it's Nishmita Yodei. The whole Chayot Anovi. So was the element of Yidia present? No, the element of Yidia was not present. Was the element of Kavanah present? No. But we are not concerned about Kavanah. Because Kavanah is not one of the elements that the Torah requires in order to be higher. Chatos. From Lacha Shabbos. Kavanah not. But there are two other elements that the Torah mentions as prerequisites for Emais HaVeir and Lacha Shabbos. Yidiyeh and Rotzim. Yidiyeh and Rotzim. So Mimele, of course, what Rashi says, that if somebody sought halos in Pitze, in view of the fact that he's very upset about the fact that the halos in dies because the blood will not be so good for the purpose. It will be poor blood. But what can you do? It's the best you could do under the circumstances. So, the element of rotzim is lacking in respect to the act of killing the halosim. So it's not in lachmachshavos. But where it's excretion, you look this way. You can't say that the element of rotzim is lacking. In other words, he's nischaving real piece of thing. He's interested. He wants to be nischaving the babin gachol. He doesn't have a wish, a special wish, desire, to be he is interested in being mechaber elyon, the cap, the hole. The mechaber elyon, he has no special desire to be mother tachtonis. He doesn't care. Can you say the element of fortune is lacking just because he doesn't care? When is the element of fortune lacking? When is concern absent? If you don't want, if you are upset about it, but if you don't care one way or the other, then there is no chisong of what? Oh, some mele, it is the melachas machshavos. According to Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak, Mashein came in the case of Sot Chalozin of Pitze, so there he doesn't want the Chalozin to die. And if he could manage to get to obtain the blood of a living Chalozin, he would be so happy. Because then he would really be able to use it for a prayer, for something. But now, under the circumstances, he can't help it, so he agrees to use this blood. So the element of fortune is lacking. Now here, in this case, since his decision, his original decision, was to be lacking an obin. So Mele, he had given his consent to the likud of Anov. He's given his approval. And it's not that he changed his mind. He didn't change his mind. But, absentmindedly, inadvertently, so he thought that his decision was to be lacking. So he formed an intention to carbonate and lacking. Then, absentmindedly again, so he was milakid. So at the end it turns out that he was milakid the mean that he originally decided to milak. So there is rotzen kavone, the reason, but who cares about kavone is not the prerequisite in milakas machshev. But yidia there isn't either, because in view of the fact that he thought that his decision was to milaketeni, so he formed an intention to milaketeni, he proceeded to do it to milaketeni, so he was thinking, as he was milaketeni, he was thinking, oh, here I am milaketeni. Then, to his amazement, he found out, no, he was milaketeni. So, Was it coupled to the element of Yidia? It was not coupled to Yidia. So Rablaza Soba Hare Nasiso Bakosho say he's Hayat Ishwa Soba Hare Nasiso Bakoshosi Machshav. So Bakoshosi means Hotzi, Machshavti means Yidia, and Kavone, who discusses Kavone here? It's not important, it's what Chaim says. Kavone is a din called a kule contraption, but there is no aloha of kavone by Shabbos mitzad melechas machshavos. Melechas machshavos implies that there has to be rotzon. Melechas machshavos implies there has to be yedid. But as far as the element of rotzon is concerned, as far as the element of Hotzen is concerned, so that applies even to the same meaning. In other words, if I have Hotzen to be Melakit Teni number one, I am particularly interested in being Melakit Teni number one. And then I am Melakit Teni number two, I am put according to everyone. But in the case where the element of Hotzen is there, where it's Nasis Bakashas, but the element of Yidia is lacking. So if the element of Yidia is lacking in respect